Welcome to the podcast of the City Club of Eugene, Oregon. The City Club builds community vision through open inquiry and is dedicated to enabling an informed public on a wide range of topics. Coming up in today's program.
The University of Oregon's next normal will be based upon a commitment to improve our world. To meet the demands of tomorrow, we will take all of the lessons that we've learned from the pandemic. We'll take all of our accomplishments to build a reimagined public university.
We appreciate the sponsors who make our civic work possible, including Kaiser Permanente, kp.org, Lane Community College, lanecc.edu, Peace Health, peacehealth.org, the University of Oregon, uoregon.edu, and generous support from Lane County and the City of Eugene. And here's today's program.
Welcome, everyone, to the City Club of Eugene's January 14th, 2022 program. Lessons from the pandemic, U of O's impact on the next normal. My name is Kitty Piercy, and I'm the City Club president, and I'm proud of that. Support for the City Club is provided by our members and sponsors. You can become a member of the City Club at our website, cityclubofeugene.org. In today's program, we welcome, our speaker is University of Oregon President Michael Schill. Biographical information on our speakers is available on our website, cityclubofeugene.org. I would like to thank Joel Corin for coordinating today's program. Lessons from the pandemic, U of O's impact on the next normal. Michael Schill is the 18th president of the University of Oregon and holds a tenured faculty position at the U of O School of Law. He began his tenure on July 1st, 2015. He previously serves as a dean and Harry N. Wyatt Professor of Law at the University of Chicago Law School. Prior to joining the University of Chicago in 2010, Schill served as a dean of the University of California, Los Angeles School of Law from 2004 to 2009. His other faculty appointments include tenured positions as Professor of Law and Urban Planning at New York University and Professor of Law and Real Estate at the University of Pennsylvania. And now I'm going to turn the program over to Joel Corin. Joel?
2 years ago today, President Schill was in his office thinking about the things that a university president has to think about. What new programs should we introduce? What about a building project? How can we get more money out of our donors and the state legislature? 2 months later, he still had to think about all those things, but also had to think about how do we protect our students, faculty, and staff from this new disease? Should we stay open or should we close? What can the university do to help the community fight this disease? Now it's 2 years later, and President Schill is going to talk to us about the lessons that he learned. As you heard, prior to coming to the University of Oregon, he was dean of two law schools, and nothing prepares you for the uncertainty of being a president of a university than trying to deal with a law school faculty. So, and now President Schill to give his remarks on the lessons from the pandemic.
Thank you very much. And it has been quite an experience, and not all bad. So I think that's part of what I've learned. But what I want to do is I want to just thank you all for inviting me back to the City Club. It's great to see you today again and to welcome all of those who are watching on the live stream. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to the City Club about the next normal, and sometimes called the new normal, and to discuss the important and mutually beneficial relationship that the University of Oregon and the city of Eugene has. It has enjoyed this for nearly 150 years. As we think about the future, we should reflect on the rich legacy the University of Oregon and Eugene shares together. Our communities, our history, our opportunities, and our futures are deeply connected. For starters, we know that many of our students come from Eugene and surrounding areas. Indeed, 3,000, at least 3,000, come from Lane County alone. We serve the families of Eugene by providing an affordable, high-quality education to their young men and women. We also attract people to Eugene and enhance its skilled workforce, which of course is now more important than ever. We know that many of our students, faculty, and staff choose to study and work at the University of Oregon because Eugene is such a wonderful place to live. People are attracted by the beauty of this community, by our culture of progressive engagement, and by the opportunity to live in a community that is attractive, and at least as compared to other cities on the West Coast, affordable and safe. Now, we at the University of Oregon care deeply about our community, and we have a vested interest in the success of the region. Eugene, Lane County, and Oregon's fortune is also directly tied to our university and the other public research universities in the state. The University of Oregon plays an integral role in driving our region's economy through the jobs that we create, through the purchasing power of our community, through the workforce that we prepare, the scientific research that we conduct, the businesses and ideas that we generate, the fans and the tourists that we bring to the campus, and the impact of our direct service to our community. By the numbers, the University of Oregon generates $2.6 billion economic footprint annually on the city of Eugene, or in the state of Oregon. It's $2.6 billion. Much of that is in Lane County. For example, each year we pay over $350 million in local wages, and the University of Oregon spends more than $800 million with local businesses each year. And over the past years, many of you have seen the growth of our campus, the construction on our campus. We've spent over the past 5 years about $1 billion in construction, and we will invest another $1 billion in the coming 5 years. In addition, last year researchers brought to Eugene, $170 million in grants, contracts, and awards used by the community and in the community to generate solutions, ideas, and products to help improve our region. It's been said by that if you care about the economic vitality of a region, if you're trying to kickstart economic vitality, create a university and come back in 50 years, and then you will have that vitality. Well, we've already created the university, and we're enjoying that economic vitality as well as intellectual vitality. These opportunities for innovation, growth, and prosperity, they continue to increase with the full realization of the Phil and Penny Knight Campus for Accelerating Scientific Impact and some other initiatives that I'm going to discuss with you today. As I said at the outset, our fates, the fates of our community and our university, are deeply intertwined, and we don't take that relationship for granted, and nor should the city of Eugene. We should all protect and work nurture it. So as we think about the future, the lessons of COVID-19 pandemic and the next normal, we must first acknowledge what's happening in our community right now. The University of Oregon, Lane County, Oregon, and the entire world, we're experiencing a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases due to the spread of the Omicron variant. The West Coast was slightly behind the rest of the U.S., and we are experiencing the brunt of that surge right now. We are carefully tracking the volume of cases at the university. Our case rate is on track with the rest of Lane County and is consistent with what's happening in the entire United States. Fortunately, current public health data and reports from our university health services show that most individuals who are tested, who have tested positive, are experiencing very mild symptoms. Knock wood, since the start of the pandemic, we have seen very, very few members of our community have to go to the hospital. Our high vaccination rate, masking requirements, testing protocols, and other health measures that we are taking to minimize the severity of the health impact on our campus and also in our community have been tremendous. More than 95% of our faculty, staff, and students are vaccinated, and many have already received booster shots, and we now have a mandate for boosters by the end of the month. We often say that the University of Oregon campus is one of the safest places in the entire state. We have developed and continue to benefit from a close relationship with our county health department, and we do that to support our community. For example, the University of Oregon's COVID-19 testing program this week began symptomatic testing, open to all Lane County residents, to help meet the high net level of need in our community. We did this to provide free, safe, fast testing to our community. We already have been providing asymptomatic testing since tests have become available. And on my way over here today, we passed Mack Court where we're having the testing. And I will say there was a long line of people from the community taking part in that testing. Our program has provided more than 180,000 free tests since its inception, including 8,000 tests just this week alone. We expanded our operations, as I mentioned a moment ago, to mild symptomatic testing in a coordinated effort to relieve some of the testing operations at medical facilities, so they can focus on individuals who need more direct and more immediate help with their healthcare issues. We are also providing testing to K through 12 schools and to Lane Community College, as well as genomic sequencing to identify which variants are circulating in our community. As we have over the past year, we are also providing support for vaccination and booster clinics, and indeed, we plan to host a clinic later this month. Our testing program is an example, importantly, of some of the benefits to a community of having a great public research university. We can leverage our unique faculty expertise, our facilities, and logistical capabilities to serve our state as well as our community. Of course, the current surge in cases is resulting in many members of the University of Oregon community having to isolate while they are potentially infectious, which is creating some disruption. The university has taken a number of steps to support our students and our employees by creating flexibility for absences or remote participation in our classrooms and our workplaces. We are carefully monitoring the situation and adapting as we can move forward to serve our students, our employees and our community. Now, the pandemic has presented the University of Oregon with some of the greatest challenges we've ever faced. Together, we are not only overcoming these challenges, but we are more certain and more committed to our mission of teaching, discovery, and service. In these last 2 years, COVID-19 halted, changed, or disrupted every aspect of the University of Oregon, of our life, of our teaching, everything, just like the rest of the country. But history has shown that time and time again, out of great crises come great progress and important lessons. These advances may not always be apparent when you're going through the moment, but they are transformative nevertheless. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the lessons that we've learned from the pandemic. The first lesson that became apparent early on is that the University of Oregon community is incredibly resilient and innovative in the face of adversity. 2 years ago, we probably couldn't have imagined in our wildest dreams that the University of Oregon's operation would come grinding to a halt over a one-week period, and everyone rapidly had to switch to remote education. Now, I have taught for 35 years, and I taught last year, and teaching remotely is an entirely different skill set than teaching in person. We deploy technology, support, and resources to connect our students, our instructors, and our researchers in education and discovery across the state, the world, and the globe. It wasn't always easy. It wasn't always perfect. We sacrificed a lot to protect each other. But we also worked together to ensure that our students could continue to pursue their education. And last June, we celebrated, and some of us actually were moved to tears as we watched our students collect their diplomas. Thanks to all of the efforts, nearly 5,000 students earned their degrees from the University of Oregon last year. Through it all, our faculty, sometimes under really difficult situations and conditions, found inventive ways to teach and to mentor. And our students, they explored creative ways to learn and create. Our staff worked tirelessly to support our mission. And many of our top scholars worked together to create COVID-19 testing labs for the community to conduct COVID-19 research, such as examining how the virus travels through the air, why misinformation spreads across the globe, and how to support kids in the classroom. And our donors. Our donors gave generously, including over $1 million, to help our students in crisis. There are 1,000 examples of resilience and innovation. I'm proud, I'm grateful, I'm humbled by my incredible community's determination not to let the virus keep our students from achieving their dreams or stop our research efforts. The second lesson of the pandemic is that while we can all persevere while apart, we are in fact much better together. Many of us suffered in the isolation and anxiety created by the pandemic. It was especially hard on our students. We knew we had much to gain by returning to our classrooms, our labs, our studios, our performance halls, and our playing field. Returning to campus was worth fighting for. After the more than 18 months of mostly remote instruction due to the pandemic, we all came back together for in-person teaching and research activities in the fall. Thanks to the continued work of our faculty and staff and our partnership with state and local health officials, we created comprehensive safety measures. These included requiring vaccines, now requiring boosters, robust testing, mask wearing, case management, and other preventive measures. And now as Omicron surges, we're working to address the needs of our students and addressing the very real challenges of those who need to quarantine or isolate. Being apart reinforced for me and for our community the undeniable advantages of residential college experiences and at the University of Oregon. When students live in a college campus, they become immersed in their education. For example, at the University of Oregon, students have the opportunity to live with and take classes from faculty in their residence halls. They participate in academic residential communities or freshman interest groups focused on their areas of study. They're able to build relationships with their professors, not just on Zoom screens, but face-to-face, over meals, relationships with their advisors, and benefit from mentorship of our faculty. And research has shown that when students live in a campus, they do better in their classes. They're less likely to drop out, and they're more likely to graduate on time. Now, our residential campus also allows undergraduates to participate in hands-on research with world-class faculty who are creating knowledge and making discoveries. The opportunity to work in teams and solve real-world problems prepares these students for life after the university, where we know it's so important for ever employment to collaborate and work with other people. Also, and this is incredibly important, by living and learning on campus, our students, and not just on screen, our students also expand their social circles, experience new perspectives and cultures, and participate in activities that prepare them for what life after college is like. This is a crucial part of us achieving and supporting our diversity and inclusion initiatives, so important to a more equitable world. The University of Oregon's immersive residential experience is part of what gives our students a world-class education. That brings me to my third and final lesson from the pandemic. The research, innovation, and impact of the University of Oregon and research universities in general is more important today than it has ever been. The last 2 years put on display the crucial role that America's leading research universities play in helping our nation solve big problems. Researchers at universities like our own have been at the forefront of creating solutions during the pandemic, identifying COVID-19 and its variants, tracing the virus's spread, creating life-saving vaccines, finding ways to test for COVID, discovering treatments, innovating technology to help people, identifying health disparities where they exist, and providing direct access to services. And at the University of Oregon, we were able to draw from our faculty's expertise in data analytics, and we actually turned a portion of our new Knight campus into a COVID testing facility. Another example, our researchers who study sustainable design and energy efficiency in architecture studied how COVID moves through the air and helped create new ways to both detect COVID, but also increase airflow to help protect against the virus. Our ability as a great research university to provide these insights and to shift quickly and nimbly to address these problems, it was made possible because we already had made the investments in problem solving and facilities at the University of Oregon. That's the beauty of a research university. We're always innovating. We create solutions for today's problem and even for challenges whose scope we can't even predict today. Now, while the pandemic challenged us and taught us these important lessons. It didn't stop our progress. And that's an important point Joel mentioned a moment ago. We didn't just say, stop, and we're going to deal with the pandemic. We said, we are a great university. We are going to have a life. We've been almost 150 years in existence. We're going to go another 150, 200, 300 years. So we can't stop our progress. So this fall, we welcome to the university our most academically qualified, most diverse, biggest first-year class in the history of the University of Oregon. Our students arrived in classes and encountered a campus transformed over the last year by the opening of iconic new buildings like the first phase of the Phil and Penny Knight Campus for Accelerating Scientific Impact, Hayward Field, the world's greatest track and field venue, and Unthank Hall, a state-of-the-art student welcome center, residence hall, and dining facility. And if any of you have not been there, I encourage you to come in and see all of these places. The Knight Campus, thanks to a second $500 million gift earlier this year from Phil and Penny Knight, will expand to a second building, hire more faculty, teach more students, and create additional core research facilities and laboratories to support applied science and bioengineering. Indeed, this fall, there's a new doctoral program in bioengineering that began. It already has 20 students. And I want you to hold your breath. It is jointly run with Oregon State University. We are not just competing with each other. We are collaborating with each other. Our Knight Campus faculty continues to make an impact on the world. They have established first-of-their-kind technologies, such as high-resolution 3D printing methods and the potential to make advanced medical implants. These versatile materials have potential applications throughout the body, such as artificial blood vessels, dental implants, bone and tendon repairs, and nerve regeneration. We also work hard to build economic development in our community. We are hosting a 6,000-square-foot innovation center where businesses can lease space ranging from seats at a shared lab to private labs and offices, and the use of our shared academic research facilities. This specialized equipment, these investments that we made, can benefit the entire community. Now, this past summer, many of you may have been there, Hayward Field opened and impressed the world with the NCAA Track and Field Championships, the Olympic Trials, the National High School Track and Field Championships, and the Prefontaine Classic. We are thrilled to partner with the cities of Eugene, Springfield, Travel Oregon, and Travel Lane County next summer. We are excited to bring the World Athletics Championships to the American soil for the very first time. Now, I know that Oregon 22 organizers were featured speakers at a recent City Club Friday forum to discuss the event and all of the many opportunities the community will have to participate in this incredible event at the University of Oregon and really throughout the entire area. This opportunity is unprecedented, and we are partnering not just on the event operation, but also on creative academic and cross-cultural opportunities. For example, on a scientific note, new sensors recently installed at Hayward Field will help both international and University of Oregon researchers advance research on air quality and wildfire smoke. The work will enable better detection, prediction, planning, and response to smoke, and will also help us better plan and protect the health of our athletes who are participating. Another wonderful collaboration, which I hope all of you take part in, is our Envoy program. Each World Championship delegation, 214 federations from every country in the world, will be matched with student envoys, selected based upon their language proficiency or connection to the country of the delegation. Envoys will provide daily support throughout the championship, acting as guides and cross-cultural interpreters. These student envoys will get a wonderful experience and showcase the hospitable and welcoming nature of the University of Oregon, as well as the city of Eugene, showcasing for the world our community. And this is the thing that you sort of have to pinch yourself to understand. This is going to be seen, this event, by probably more eyeballs than any other sporting event in this coming year, or maybe one or two. That's incredible. People are going to be seeing Eugene all over the world. Now, I am super excited about this event. I'm super excited about what we're going to be doing. And indeed, one of the things I love about Oregon 22 is it fits right in with some of our academic plans for the university. We have tremendous strength in athletics, right? Everybody knows the Ducks. Most people love the Ducks, unless you're a Beaver. And we have an unbelievably successful operation. We also have incredible education and research opportunities throughout the university in sports and wellness. And we're putting all those together. We're making a major move to integrate human physiology, prevention science, community well-being, data analytics, athletics, and the sports industry expertise, including marketing, product design, product management. And we are putting this all together in an academic program. And we believe that we will have the best academic program in the world with respect to the business and the practice and the health aspects of sport. And we are excited. We want the University of Oregon to be a magnet for every young man and woman who cares about athletics and cares about wellness. Now, much of my talk has focused on the commitment by the University of Oregon to have impact. And by impact, what I mean is that we want our teaching, we want our research and our service to make our community, writ large and small, better, more prosperous, more healthy, more fair. When we consider some of the greatest challenges facing our world, whether they be improving human health, protecting our environment, innovating solutions in business, law, science, and technology, understanding and harnessing data, working to end racial disparities and to promote inclusion. These are the areas where the University of Oregon strives to make an even bigger impact. These are the disciplines in which students and scholars can make a difference in our society, which is in dire need of solutions. And as the university continues to attract more students, expand our solution-based academic and research focus, we win research grants, we grow in prominence, it allows us to better serve our community. The University of Oregon's next normal will be based upon a commitment to improve our world. To meet the demands of tomorrow, we will take all of the lessons that we've learned from the pandemic. We'll take all of our accomplishments to build a reimagined public university. A University of Oregon for tomorrow, in the Eugene of tomorrow. A future focused on preparing our students for a rapidly changing job market. A future focused on innovation and discovery. A future focused on prosperity and benefit to the state and nation, and a future focused on lifting up not just those born to advantage, but everyone. We are resilient, we are better together, and our work is more important than ever. And together, with our state, with our city, we are ready to move forward. Thank you all.
If you enjoyed this presentation by the City Club of Eugene, please visit our website at cityclubofeugene.org or our YouTube channel and our social media pages.